Beloved Babaji, today after satsang, silence finally found me. Like a beloved friend I had been longing for, it came back and kissed me. I feel like I can sit with this silence forever. I have nowhere to go, nothing to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, beloved. I have so much more to say to you, but nothing comes. I want just to go deeper with this old friend, silence, and with you. I listen only to my heart, now and forever. I love you. Thank you, Veena. If you listen only to your heart now and forever, Veena, then no problem. You are safe then. Again, now it came. And it happens every time because now you are in tune. I'm bringing you slowly, slowly back. And I have felt that now. The cooking for many is finished. First, the washing program. Everybody was all humpity-dumpity all over the place. And I get soap in my eyes and I cry and I get nauseating and blah, 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 blah. But that is what you have to go through because you are dirty. And then the spinning go totally out of control. You don't know anything. Oh my God, and maybe I have to, no, I want to run away from here even. But luckily you couldn't open the door from the inside. And now it's the next stage. No, I have hanged you up for drying in the sun. What a feeling. After all that, no, you are just hanging there, smelling so nice, clean, in the sun. What is happening? And this is me? Finally, silence found me. Like a beloved friend I had been longing for, it came back and kissed me. Yes, because now you are available for it. That is my whole plan, my menu. Now you are available because you have gone through that. When you are available, silence will come. Love will come, is always available, but you haven't been available. No, when you give up, when you just come to that place, then you realize, and then, oh, so good. It's a whole new level of your being coming up, which has nothing to do with the mind. I feel like I can sit with this silence forever. I have nowhere to go, nothing to do. That's exactly how it feels like when you come back to yourself. Everything is like it should be. There is no thoughts, nowhere to go, no desire. It all just seems totally silly. Because this is where the bliss is. This is where the silence is. Just here. Just now. No, this is the time I've been waiting for. No, get used to that. Get really friends with Mrs. Silence. And if that gets intimate, then you have a friend forever. Thank you, beloved. I have so much more to say to you, but nothing comes. I want to go deeper with this old friend, silence, and with you. Yes. It is the same thing, Veena. Go deeper. Get intimate with this. this new old friend who's been waiting for you, and many of you are not aware of. What can innocent Mrs. Silence do when you're all the time so busy with your plans, with your dreams, with your projects, with your doings? It has no chance. That is the whole work I'm trying. And you have to go through the storm, you have to go through the mind, you have to go through the cooking. But then when you come out, then you see this was nothing. Because this is so much worth that you will be willing to do anything. Of course, you don't know that when you go through it, but afterwards. Then I'm also happy that it works. And that's my only wish, that you just become so silent that you can just really listen to me and nothing is in between. And just be happy. And not only happy, but ecstatic in your silence. Beloved Swat, things are going well this time. I'm awake. Thoughts are not constant. There are large gaps where I'm totally alert, and the eye that witnesses recognizes that there are no thoughts occurring. And yet I'm totally aware of everything. Everything becomes much brighter, clearer, more vivid. The smallest thing is fascinating. That is what the meaning of removing your blindness, Giono. Because ordinary eyes is focused on so many things that you miss what is really there. So of course, when all that leakage is stopped, when you come back to yourself, then everything becomes, it's like from the black movie to Technicolor. The people totally got amazed that they have been used to black and white movies for so long. And then suddenly the first color movie came. Oh my God, what a miracle. And that is nothing compared to when your eyes is washed. Everything becomes so sparkling. Because you see and feel and sense all your energies in the moment. This awareness of being totally present is so clear that when the old habit of thinking comes back, I immediately notice and I say to myself this command, be present, and the habitual thought patterns immediately stop. Very good, June. That's what I have said. Many times people don't realize it, how easy it is. But I say it's just like a dog. Be present. Sit. And when you have recognized your own awareness, then you can do it. You have to still practice, because it's new, it's fresh, it's very fragile. And I tell you, you will be tested when you go out there in the world. So it's even more important to take care of it, to be gentle with yourself, and be quiet. so it can get roots in you. You have to show again and again who is in charge. Because thoughts will come, emotions will come, storms will come. But just give that command, be present. Or sit, Rex. But remember, that dog has been so used to that you always want to be nice and go for a walk. Go for a walk, go for a walk, go for a walk, go for a walk. That you have sold yourself, your heart and soul, to that dog. No, you have to disappoint it. It will be a time where you have to disappoint it. You will not want to follow that mind. You don't want to follow the dog. Then the dog will start howling and trying new tricks. Look at me. I'm so hungry. Feed me. It will try to get you involved. That's what it means to be centered. You have to recognize the tricks of the mind to get you away, to get you involved in the dramas, unending dramas of life. It's so exciting. It feels strange that something so simple and also feels like a great adventure. And it is a profound relief. It is something I have been aiming for my whole life, and now it's here. Yeah, you've been aiming without aiming for it, because it's totally new. How can you aim for something that is unknown? But there's something in there, but when it comes, it will never be as you thought it was. Because it's so simple. In fact, it's always been there. It's just that now you are start coming back now to recognize it. I have been preparing to be here ever since I left in January after the winter retreat. Every day I'm watching, noticing the gaps in thought, making a consistent effort to stop the habitual talking to myself in my head. That is the homework. And now the internal conversation is weakening and the alert presence within me is revealing itself. I can only describe it as that which is aware. Nature has become very beautiful. The smallest thing, like the leaves on the trees rustling and dancing in the wind, is so beautiful to me. It's always amazing when you start seeing, because it has always been there, but where have you been? It's like the whole existence is welcoming you back. Look how much beauty. And then you realize it's always been there. Where have I been? I've been lost in so many thoughts, so many dreams, so many expectations. No, I'm just here. I feel gratitude and waves of love in the very core of my being bubbling up. My love for this place is deepening. My feeling of love for everyone here feel more and more intimate, more deep, more true. Of course, when you become more true, everything becomes more true. That's the whole thing. You change yourself, everything changes. Otherwise, people always want to change the world, no? It's not like that. It's so simple. Just change yourself. And still, it's a miracle when it happens. With intimacy, love, and gratitude, and a full and blessed heart, Chiono. That's what all the master says is something forgotten. It's just a remembrance. Then, now you write more now. And that is good, because you have to stand up for it, so it goes in. So I will help you to burn it in there. Beloved Swar, I want to share more about aware. It is always present. Everything happens within aware. Thoughts happen within aware. But aware, it's constant. You cannot remove it. That's how it is. You can remove everything, but not that, because that is your own self. That is the whole journey. In the beginning, you are the many. You are the lost. So much. That is what split personality is. Everybody is split personality. Not only two, but thousands. You are this and you are that. And who are you? And then you're confused. In the morning, you are like that. In lunchtime, you are like that. In the evening, you're totally different. This is how people are. But all that goes. Then only that which is aware, only your true self is left. That is the only thing that is steady, is unchanging. Knowing that you are free because that's who you are. And on that screen, everything comes and goes. Which doesn't matter, it's just like watching a movie. Oh, let's today watch a thriller, today a romance, today a comedy. Who cares? Something remains. It is a shift in perspective. There is the realization that it is the natural state. It cannot be otherwise. It is so simple, so clear, but so exciting. Yeah, because it's the meeting of the opposite. It's totally simple, it's totally silent, but it's super exciting. Because it's a meeting of life and death, of stillness and action. Everything is there. And when that is in harmony, you're functioning totally natural. When you need energy, it will come. When you don't need, when you need sleep, you will sleep. When you are hungry, you eat. That's what the Zen people said. One great master got asked, how is it to be enlightened? He said, when I'm hungry, I eat. When I'm thirsty, I drink. When I'm tired, I'm asleep. When I'm cold, I put my blanket around me. And the seeker said, but that is what we all do. You guys are crazy. Yeah, but no, I only do that. That is impossible for the mind to understand. But when you do it, you so many things, you are not present. When you only do that, then it becomes a sermon in itself. You are totally present in it. Everything is so simple. So ordinary, but in that ordinariness is the most extraordinary. And that is the sign of enlightenment. There's nothing extraordinary. It's so ordinary. But it becomes extraordinary because everybody misses it, that which is so simple. This aware viewpoint, it does not do anything. The body moves, but aware is not doing the action. The body is cycling, getting tired, huffing and puffing, but aware is just watching, recognizing. It is a surprising change of perspective. Yeah, it's much more fun, though, no? It's much more fun than to what you watch all the action. You watch, oh, huffing and puffing, and I'm tired, and this and that, and you have a good sleep, and everything. Instead of thinking, oh, no, somebody's coming with a knife and killing me. You are in the world. That's what it is to be lost in the movie. In fact, you are watching the movie. If you get involved, then it's a problem. And that is what you do as an ego. You get involved in your little drama. You forget the whole vision of life. If you come back to your own consciousness, you start watching the drama. Maybe everything changed, maybe nothing changed. It doesn't matter. That's why they have stories that enlightened beings can just sit under the tree, don't say anything, just silence. Ramana Maharshi situation, the Buddha. And you have mirrors that is just so ecstatic, just dancing and singing and going totally crazy. Or a Rumi doing just poetry for his master, his longing. It's all the different shades. Or a Zen master who doesn't want to talk to you at all and throw rocks after you when you come to approach him. You have masters like that also. Welcome to satsang, you get the rock in your hand. I can understand it because sometimes how to crack that coconut? The only thing would be, luckily, it's nothing there. It is a surprising change of perspective. The body is hovering, but aware is not doing the hovering. It is always at rest, simply watching. When I first came here, you said, now it's time to stop. Stop here and stop doing. But now there is the realization that as awareness is the natural state, it is not possible to actually do anything. Yes, I know that, but first I have to tell you to stop. Otherwise this realization won't come. That's why the teachings is very difficult. It's nothing to do, but you have to do everything. But whatever doing you do, it doesn't bring you to that. So you can go crazy, which is what disciples do. They go crazy. But something deep in the heart and the soul, they stick to it. When I first came here, you said, no, it is time to stop here and stop doing. But stop doing doesn't mean to be inactive. When I say stop, it means stop the mental chatter, which is what you've been doing. You've been investigating and looking at your mind, your thoughts. Don't get involved. Learn the art of witnessing, of watching it, of being somebody who's looking at this, not to be identified. That is what stopping means. Not to stop the body. Yes, that can help, because you are so restless, and that's why I want you to stop. Because that is the gesture from yourself. No, I want to stop. I want to be still. So first the body, then the mind, then the emotions, then everything becomes, in that silence, everything becomes a new harmony. It balances by itself when you have done the cleanup, when you have done the preparation. Then out of that sitting, doing nothing, not being identified with being restless, with your thoughts, then this new silence can come, this new awareness that always is there, this silence that can come and kiss you. And it will only do that when you are ready for it. Otherwise, this love, this silence will never kiss anybody who is not worthy of it. It's impossible in itself. You have to be receptive for it. Then it happens just like that. So the stopping is not to stop. Yeah, it can be helpful in the beginning. That's the whole thing for me with Vipassana. It's just the balance from all your running around, from your restlessness. You're so frantic, it's so difficult just to stop, that it's a balance. You go to the opposite. But I'm not for opposites. It's just to give a balance to that restlessness and to give you a consciously space to go in and watch. No, I want to know. So you're giving yourself 100% attention, which you normally never do in your life. You start to knowing yourself, which is the only way to be free of the mind. Then when you are settled, then it will come, if you become settled. Then the next is to bring that silence, that awareness, that consciousness into life. Whatever you are doing. And out of that, a shift can happen that you recognize that this is always there. It's impossible to lose it. My being feels a great relief, clarity, and it's surprisingly different from what I have been expected, what I had read about in books. It is different from what I was searching for and anticipating. Yes. Because it's nothing, you cannot, the mind cannot, all expectation comes from the mind. And this is beyond the mind, you cannot expect it. What you read about in books, no books can give it to you. That's what I said, anything that I say here, which I really want to give to you, has never been written. It cannot be talked about. It cannot be made into a story. Because it's something so alive that it can never be put down into words. Even this cannot be a teaching, because it's like a flame. And that's how consciousness is. Just sitting, that's what they say, just sitting by the master, slowly, slowly the flame jumps. The understanding dawns on you. It's nothing you do, you just have to be available. And all the master have always said, be quiet, just sit, just center yourself. It's not in the centering, it's not in being quiet itself, but something can emerge from that silence, from that trust, from that intimacy. I do not know about this word, enlightenment, but I do know that this is what I have been among for my whole life, and it is enough. When you are enlightened, it means that then you can see then. So if it's darkness, that means ego, then you cannot see. When you are lost in the forest, you cannot see because it's all forest. That's how the mind is. That's how the ego is. You are lost. Enlightenment means now you can see. No? You're above the forest. You're on the top of the mountain. You can see. And you can see so many paths leading up to the mountain. And all those paths and all those teaching and all those philosophies and all those techniques and all those names, it has absolutely no meaning because they are not needed because you are on the top of the mountain. You can see all the paths and you can have a good laugh. I want to share that this realization has not come primarily through sitting with my eyes closed. It has come because for the whole of my life I have been watching my thoughts. It started around the age of 11. It has been my whole life's work. Yes, it can come in so many ways. In fact, as many ways as there is humans. And there is a lot of humans. It can come dancing, it can be sitting, it can come crying. It can even say that they come when you have a poop. Anything. Because it's always there. That means it can come in any moment. So that's why I say, be on guard. Be present, because if you're not present, you can even miss it when it comes. And first it comes and then it goes. You have to catch it. And down the history, people have been holding on to different religion, different masters, because, oh, that was the silent. Then it should only be like that. Oh, that was the Jesus. They're only like that. Somebody who thinks that is all, oh, like if somebody hits you on the left side, turn the other side, to, like that. Yeah, and if that poor guy comes to a Zen master, then both his jaws will be broken. But the enlightenment is the same. So this is, you can never compare. So it's the most stupid things to compare, especially the Buddhas, the enlightened ones. The only thing that we have to do is to fall in tune. Because the truth is the same, but the expression of it will always be different, because everything is different in this world, which is beautiful. Everything is unique. That's why it will never be anybody else than me, that I can tell you for sure. I want to share that this realization has not come primarily through sitting with my eyes closed. That is fine. But it's very important to close the eyes and sit, to come back to yourself and watch the thoughts and watch your emotions and watch how you are dealing with life is very important. Why? Because you have been so lost out that when you have your eyes open, you always get lost in the other, in some dreams. It's just something you say to yourself, no, I want to come back to myself. That is the meaning of closing the eyes. All these of the Buddhas, they have closed eyes. When it's integrated, it doesn't matter. But you cannot tell that to the seeker. That is just stupid. Any action or non-action can lead you to it, because it is both. It is action and is non-action. When you go in, there is consciousness, there is awareness, there is silence, there is presence, there is bliss, there is emptiness. That's how the face of that consciousness is in. When that consciousness goes out through the body, there can be joy, there can be love, there can be ecstasy, there can be laughter, there can be tears. Love and gratitude from an immensely relieved Jono. Yes, very good. You have to, I hope every sannyasin lives up to their names. Now I can relax. Now I can stop looking. Now I can enjoy. Thank you. Yes. only know you can start enjoying, because enjoyment know is your very nature. Why to enjoy? Before you had to try to enjoy. No, enjoyment is in everything. That's what you have to take care of, this remembrance, to guard it well. It was a time, I remember, I said, there is an end of darkness of mine, but not on light, not on joy, not of consciousness. But that can really only start when the ending is of the darkness of the mind, of the identification with thought. Then is a whole new life. In fact, before that, doesn't seem like a life. Because now there is a life in consciousness, in awareness. Now awareness itself will guide you. Just be available. Don't get in the way. That is the true surrendering that I'm talking about. Just give you over to that. I am tired of making any problems. No, everything is in your hands. Like Jesus said, thy will be done. That is freedom. No, this is why surrender is freedom. Understanding is freedom. Realization is freedom. You see, my problem now. I'm trying to talk about it, explain, you talk about it, do all this from this side, from that side, from that, blah, 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 blah. And it cannot be talked about. But in some mysterious way, we get it, and that is just great. It cannot be said, and it cannot be done. Realize that and be happy. And for God's sake, be quiet.
Until I'm touched with all of creation, or found some fountain of you. Now I see what I thought was alchemy is just the literal truth. And you don't need to be Christian mystic or be born under a lucky star. You only need to be still and ask who you are. Be still and know who you are. To know the sound of one hand clapping, you don't need to read loud. Study scripture or travel far. You only need to be still and ask who you are. Be willing to know who you are.
There is an amazing place in the heart of India called the Panchmari. There's some of the oldest mountains on the planet, I think. And when I was there at one point, the darkness had gone, but I was still a child in the light, or in the clarity, to put it that way. It was new for me. And I went to one of my favorite rocks there. And it's like a little, you can compare it a bit to Grand Canyon. You have deep canyons there. And I found this rock that was out, sticking out in space, that you had to climb out on. And I lay down there, and it was so beautiful that I fell asleep on that rock in the middle of space. Then when I woke up, just 2-3 meters in front of me, this little monkey baby was eating a kind of fruit, because it was the season for those fruits. So she was sitting there eating that little fruit so intensely, and her mama was just behind. And that was the first I saw when I woke up. And for me, it was like I woke up in the Garden of Eden. I was the only person on the planet. I had no idea or anything. I just saw that, and it was just so amazing. And this is Garden of Eden. And I was totally lost in that beauty of that little monkey. And I was so silent that they didn't even be afraid of me, because there was no energy for me. I was just like the rock laying there. And I remember that now, because since then I always felt I was in the Garden of Eden. That is how it is. When you see things clearly, you have to always take that with you, even if you go through places, airports, cities, where the humans has destroyed the Garden of Eden. It doesn't matter, the Garden of Eden is still there. So that little monkey baby is one of my good friends. He's always there. We are sitting there on that rock. This is a very holy place, very spiritual place there. There's been sages and mystics there for thousands of years, maybe 10,000 of years. It's older than the Himalayas. Very good place there. So that is one of the places that is close to me. And maybe that's why it happened also, because in the heart it happens, and that was in the heart of India, no? It's just in the heart, in the middle of India, like that. And there is still just like the Garden of Eden. You have all kinds of animals, and you have even the tiger is still roaming around there. That's the only thing, when you go to some of those places and meditate, then the mind can be a little restless, because it's not only in your dream, but it's the reality that the tiger is there. So then you really can watch your mind if you go there. I went and I saw the footsteps of the tiger, very fresh, in the sand by the little river. And then I wanted to sit, of course, because the mind wants to run away. But then, no, you do the opposite now. That's how you have to train your mind. Rex, sit. Kamalini, you managed to come here now, huh? How is that? Huh? Is good? You over your jet lag now? Huh? How is it here? Nice? You been in the river? Yes? Nice. No, I have to read you this, because you want to be finished with this story, no?
Yes.
No. We finish it here now, no? Yes. Beloved Babaji, I write this, blah, 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 so that I may continue the flow and energy of peace and love. Yes. That's, you have to see that all this past has to go. It doesn't matter. And it has to go again and again and again, to be in the flow of peace and love that is happening in the moment. So it's good, no? It's enough wasted time on that, but it's a good learning, no? That you saw. And that's why it's great also, because you mature. Sometimes life has to force us to look at things. And especially when people are close in relationships, or even here, you can fall asleep now. You start taking things for granted, because your awareness is not so sharp that you can appreciate the moment. Then you fall asleep. Then you have to do some other things to start waking up again because you have fallen asleep. I have heard that even in heaven is like that. They might sit there in heaven, but they get just used to playing the harps. Boing, 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 boing. And they all very asleep. So God is wondering, what can we do? But Jesus is not known to really shake people up like that. So they're having discussion what to do with all these sleepy people in heaven. And it still goes on. Because they start taking it for granted. So most probably they have to send them all some trips to hell to start appreciating how it is in heaven. Because if people haven't suffered enough, and that suffering, that makes them more conscious. That is not so easy. It makes them more human. And then the whole heaven can be turned into a beautiful place. Then it all... it's a big difference. Jumping from cloud to cloud like that. I know it's just like lethargic people. It's very difficult anywhere to keep the awareness, to be alert. The habit of people they get very used to, and then they take things for granted. And only when it's gone, then they start seeing, what did I have? But then it's too late then. May each one follow his or her path, respecting the space of the other. Yes, let them all get lost. Thank you, beloved, for such a big learning. Thank you for this beautiful life that you provide us around you. Thank you for making me stronger. You have to be strong. I can't have weak people around me. You have to be strong in spirit. Only then can you realize and recognize more what is really available. Otherwise, all these little things will take your attention. You have to be finished with that. Thank you for the precious moments that I have been living. Thank you for no longer having fear to visit the valleys sometimes. No. When you have a light, it doesn't matter to go in the valley. You can go anywhere. And thank you for the blissful joy that I feel when I return from there, from the valleys. It is a joy that embraces everything and everyone. I love you. You are life for me. Eternal gratitude, Kamalini. So now, let the past be past and live now. All these things, like you say, avalanches of emotions and anger and jealousy, it is there because you have to face it. But ordinary people live such a dull life, so protected life, such a dead marriages, that these things never come up. So it's good, because that gives you an opportunity to face this and not to be afraid of it. And see that nothing can be taken away. It just makes you more clear, more clean, more available for what is real. What is real can never be taken away. It's impossible because you are that. Don't get lost in all these things. And also by going through all these things, you get closer to the friends, closer to me, closer to the Sangha, closer to yourself. Everything is good. You see that? How good it is. Let it all be good then. And let the bad be gone. Yes. Very good. one has to face all this anger, jealousy, emotion, all these fears, because this is the self-identification that keeps you away from the truth, no? All these fears that hold you back from life. So it's good, it's all good. And how good it is. It is good, and so good. How good can it be when it is so good? Kazuya, it's the first time you are here, no? And how is it going? Good? Also? So good that it's going good. And what is even better is that when you say it's good, it's good. Because normally people say, oh, it's good, but they are not good. But when I feel it, you say it's good, and it is good, then it's good. Meditate on it. How come we've been holding back for all the good for so long? Just open up to the good. Be good. Beloved Baba of miracles, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to sit here with you. Thank you for all the blessings, for the sharings. Thank you for allowing me to relax. Such a simple thing, Kazuya, but nobody's been telling you. It's okay to relax. And how good it is. Thank you for the laughter and the crying, to accept myself. Thank you for allowing me to make mistakes and learn. Thank you for showing me the meaning of life. Thank you for not putting any energy into my ego. No, in your egos there is not energy there. And thank you for seeing that. This is not the place for the ego. This is the deathbed of the ego. So thank you. Thank you for putting light where the peace is. Slowly, slowly, I'm going there. Thank you for allowing me. I love you with all my love that I have up to this moment. Actually, there are no words to express how grateful I am. And maybe I don't really know how big this opportunity is. Love, Kasuya. That thank you, that is the prayer, is the old prayer you need. That makes you soft, vulnerable, real. If you have a thank you in your heart. I don't belong to any clan or kin. I prefer the company of my master. This is what they have said, the seekers had said. I don't belong to anywhere. If I belong to anybody, it will be to my master, to truth, to the Sangha. I have watered the wine of love with my tears of longing. Now it had blossomed and is bearing fruits of bliss. When I see a seeker, my heart rejoices. Other people just complicate my life. Other people just complicate my life. That's what Baba is saying. Don't go where it's complications. Be aware. Know you have felt how uncomplicated it can be. Be aware now. Again and again you'll be in situations where complications are coming. Learn and be strong enough to get away. Others just complicate my life. Beloved, you are my master. I'm your disciple. Please, my only prayer, keep me by your side. I worship only him that wears the crown of enlightenment. Please keep me by your side. Hari Om. Your own heart knows what is the truth, what feels good, what is a relief, where you can relax. Just be strong to follow that. Surrender to that. Go where there is peace, where there is love, not where there is complications and anger and confusion. Follow the truth, follow love, and be happy. And become an intimate friend with silence. Only in that deep relaxation, let go, surrender, will the flowers of consciousness bloom.
Joni Seban, Guru Prasad Chan.
none.